Nearly half of female medical staff have suffered domestic violence in Australia, with 1 in 10 having experienced it in the past year. A recent study published in the BMC Women's Health Journal investigated about 470 doctors, nurses, and health professionals in Victoria, and is believed to be the first to examine a link between domestic violence and female medical staff. Here to discuss it is Elizabeth McLinden, the study's lead researcher from the University of Melbourne and the Royal Women's Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Liz.
Thanks, Sam. Nice to be here.
So why are these rates of women who have suffered domestic violence so high among medical staff?
Well, we know that violence against women is really high in the community. This is the first study to have a look at the specific group of women who work in healthcare, as you say, doctors, nurses and allied health professionals. And it was a surprise to find that nearly one in two of these women had experienced violence, either as a child or as an adult, with one in eight having experienced violence both in adulthood and as a child. And it was quite a common feature for women in their lives just in the last year. One in nine of the women that we spoke to had experienced violence from their partner in the last 12 months.
And what issues might arise for women who have suffered domestic abuse assisting other women in similar situations?
Well, the reason that we wanted to look at this group of women who work with other women within healthcare is because doctors and nurses and allied health professionals really are at the forefront of responding mm-hmm. to violence against women in our community. We know that women who have experienced violence access health services, they present to hospitals more frequently than other women, and there's a whole lot of really serious and awful health consequences associated with violence. So doctors and nurses are listening to women talk about violence all the time. And if a nurse herself has experienced violence, we can imagine that she might have a range of reactions. So for some nurses, hearing a patient talk about violence might motivate that nurse to want to go the extra mile with that patient. It might further inform the nurse being really sensitive and knowing what services to link the woman in with. But for another nurse who's experienced violence and is hearing her patient talk about a similar thing, she might have a trauma memory triggered. She might feel a whole range of things that she wants support with. So it's really important that health services have supports and options in place so that staff can be cared for, not just in terms of their own well-being, but also the work they're doing with patients every day.
And in Victoria, in Australia, what support systems do exist at present for medical workers in such workplaces dealing, you know, as you said, with the frontline situation of people in these situations?
Well, I think we're really at the beginning of recognising that domestic violence is a serious issue for healthcare workers. We've been doing a lot in Australia for some time, training health professionals to be able to respond better to patients. I know in New South Wales, there are certain settings where doctors and nurses work, like in maternity services and mental health and drug and alcohol, where staff are routinely asking pretty much all women they see about domestic violence. And there's been a lot of training that's gone into those health professionals. But we're only really at the beginning now as a result of this research to recognise we need to be doing more for the staff themselves. So in Victoria, we have 20 days of domestic violence leave that healthcare workers have only recently begun to have access to. And in Victoria, we're starting to try and roll out programs in public health services that focus on staff having options around counselling support and managers within hospitals being trained to be able to respond when their staff talk to them about violence. But we need that sort of program rolled out across Australia, and we're really a bit of a way from that.
And are there measures that maybe from internationally or other measures you have like that you think would help that you would like to see implemented in this area?
Yeah, look, I think I think around the world we're kind of grappling with this because health services have got such an enormous demand mm-hmm. and they're really focused on their patient work, as they should be. What I think we definitely need in Australia is a comprehensive program within hospitals so that staff like managers and human resource staff are trained to be able to respond when doctors and nurses talk to them about violence, so that when a doctor and nurse is working with a patient who's experienced violence and they're wanting to have some support with that, that there are debriefing services or employee assistance programs that they can talk to. I think it's important that we kind of have a culture within hospitals of acknowledging most of the staff here are women. Many of them are going to have experienced domestic violence. Mm-hmm. They're at the forefront of responding with their patients. We need to be really engaging with this issue in a serious way and thinking about a whole range of things that we can do.
And Liz, it seems a little bit surprising that this is the first sort of, you know, study to examine this link, considering domestic violence itself is, you know, nothing new, unfortunately. Why do you think it's taken us so long to kind of look at this in a sort of more critical and analytical light?
Well, I think quite rightly we've been focused on coming to terms with how high the prevalence rate is in our general community, and also what we need to do with women in the general community, what sorts of work is going to help them be able to break the cycle of violence and reach safety. The focus has been certainly, you know, I come from a health background, the focus within health services has been how do we help our patients, and that makes sense to me. That's we should be grappling with that, I guess. But I think that once you kind of get health services feeling more comfortable to respond to their patients, that's when we're in a place where we've got a bit of space to think about the health workers themselves. So I think it's just the evolution of research, I guess, that one thing kind of leads to another. We're now at a point in our community where we're talking much more about violence, and that means we're going to be doing studies into areas that we haven't looked at before.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for joining us this morning to help elucidate a little bit for us.
Thanks for your interest, Sam. Nice to speak with you.
Absolutely.